everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're going way beyond just the flashy headlines about AI. You know what I mean? We're going deeper.
Absolutely.
We're talking about this ingredient that nobody really talks about, but it's key to unlocking AI's true potential, and that is knowledge graphs.
Yeah.
So specifically, we are looking at this company, GraphWise, that's making waves in this field, and we've got their slides and a press release about how they were formed to dig into.
It's interesting, right? There's all this buzz around AI, but just having processing power, like you were saying, only gets you so far.
Right.
And GraphWise seems to be tackling this challenge head on. This idea that AI often stumbles when it comes to understanding the relationships within data, not just the data itself.
Yes, and that's something that really stood out to me in the slides too. They use this idea and this visual of data silos.
Right.
And it's such a perfect analogy.
It is.
Because you can picture it, right?
Yeah.
All this valuable data trapped in these containers, unable to connect the dots.
Exactly. And think about it this way. You could have a library full of books, but without a cataloging system or someone, a librarian who understands how the books relate to each other,
right?
Knowledge graphs provide that structure for AI.
Okay, so instead of just throwing more data at an AI, it's about organizing the data in a way that allows the AI to see the bigger picture.
Yeah.
It's like giving the AI a map instead of just a bunch of random street signs.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
And that's where GraphWise is positioning themselves as this one-stop shop for this technology to make it easier for companies to actually use this and implement these knowledge graphs.
And this merger they talk about in the press release, bringing together Semantic Web Company and OntoText, sounds like a big deal.
Yeah, it is significant.
Yeah.
They each had strengths in different areas of knowledge graph technology. And now by combining forces as GraphWise, they're offering a more well-rounded solution for businesses.
And their customer, James Humphrey, seemed pretty enthusiastic about it in the press release, talking about how this merger will lead to even more innovation, which is really what it's all about.
Absolutely. And that innovation is what's needed to move AI from just like theoretical potential to real world impact.
So it's not just about making AI smarter.
Yeah.
It's about making it more reliable and trustworthy.
Exactly. Because if you can't trust the insights coming from the AI, then all that processing power is useless. Knowledge graphs provide that context and connections to ensure accuracy and explainability, and they help prevent those AI hallucinations we hear about.
Okay, stop right there.
Yeah.
You mentioned AI hallucinations.
Right.
Can you explain exactly what that means?
Yeah, so an AI hallucination is when an AI system generates outputs that seem plausible.
Okay.
But are actually fabricated or nonsensical.
So it's like the AI is filling in the blanks with its imagination.
Exactly.
Which would be interesting for like a sci-fi novel or something, but not when you're relying on AI to make real-world decisions.
Exactly. Imagine a medical AI diagnosing a patient with the wrong information.
Oh, wow.
Or a financial AI making investment decisions without all the information.
Yeah.
The consequences can be pretty serious. Knowledge graphs can minimize these risks by grounding AI in a solid foundation of structured interconnected data.
So knowledge graphs are like the guardrails for AI, keeping it on track and making sure it's using information responsibly.
That's a good way to put it. And that's what makes this field so exciting. By addressing these limitations of AI, we can unlock its true potential for good.
It's like we're on the cusp of a new era of AI, one that's not just about processing power, but about true intelligence.
Exactly. And that's a future worth exploring.
Now let's get into some specifics about how GraphWise is approaching this challenge. One thing that really stood out to me in their materials was this visual they use with the blue dots and the lines.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so simple, but it's very powerful.
Sure. It is. It's not just a logo. It represents a fundamental shift in how we think about data, like moving beyond just these isolated points to understanding the relationships.
Right, because the relationships give the points meaning.
Exactly. And like astronomers can learn more about a star by studying its place in a constellation. AI can generate more valuable insights when it sees how data points connect.
Okay, so can you give me an example? How does this actually play out practically, let's say, in the healthcare industry?
Okay, so let's take the healthcare industry, like you said. Imagine an AI that can diagnose diseases way more accurately by understanding the relationship between symptoms, medical history, genetic factors, lifestyle choices.
Wow.
Being able to connect all of that.
And that's something we couldn't do before with AI that just looked at data in isolation.
Right. Or think about financial AI being able to detect fraud more effectively by analyzing patterns of transactions and being able to identify anomalies that humans just can't see.
So it's not just about like tiny little improvements. We're talking about big changes.
Yeah.
Huge.
It could revolutionize industries.
Exactly. And that brings us back to GraphWise.
Right.
Because they're building a platform that can empower anyone to use this.
Exactly.
Not just huge companies.
Yeah, democratizing AI.
They're focused on flexibility, scalability, cost savings. This is something that's really important to them, making it accessible.
Yeah, and it's interesting because for so long, this type of sophisticated AI was only for the tech giants, right?
Right. It felt so far out of reach for a lot of companies.
And this is what GraphWise is changing.
So it's like opening up a whole new world of possibilities, which is why I love doing these deep dives.
It is interesting.
Because then you uncover this stuff that's like quietly changing things in the future.
Exactly. And it shows that we are on the verge of a huge shift in how we understand and use data.
And speaking of understanding data, I wanted to touch on something else.
Yeah.
From their materials.
Okay.
Their vision statement, to enrich the world with knowledge.
It's bold.
It's big.
It is.
But you know what? Considering everything that we've talked about today,
yeah,
it's not that far out of reach.
And they're walking the walk. They're trying to make AI more trustworthy and reliable through knowledge graphs, which benefits everyone.
Right, because when AI has a stronger foundation of knowledge, it can make better decisions and have a more positive impact on the world.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible to think if they can pull this off, like what this could mean for so many industries.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because if knowledge graphs can help AI make sense of complex data in healthcare and finance, imagine the potential impact on fields like education, scientific research, even government.
Huge. It's truly mind-boggling. We could see AI systems that can personalize learning for every student, accelerate scientific discovery, help governments make better decisions based on all this data.
So we're talking about like a new era of decision making.
Yeah, a new era of informed decision making.
Uh-huh.
It's not just about making AI smarter. It's about using AI to make us smarter.
Mm-hmm.
By connecting those dots and revealing the hidden relationships, knowledge graphs could fundamentally change how we approach problems.
It's exciting and a little scary, don't you think?
A little bit, yeah. It's a powerful technology with the potential to change everything.
Yeah.
But like any powerful tool, comes with responsibilities.
That's a really good point. Because as we become more reliant on this, how do we make sure these systems are developed and used responsibly?
Exactly. Hmm. We need to think about things like bias in the data that's used and make sure that AI benefits everyone.
Hmm. That's probably a conversation for another deep dive.
Another day, another deep dive, right?
But it seems like GraphWise is trying to do things the right way.
I think so, too. Their commitment to trustworthy and transparent AI is encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
And making this accessible to more companies, not just the big guys, is really important.
This feels like we're just scratching the surface.
Oh, yeah. Just the beginning.
Of what's possible with knowledge graphs and AI.
Definitely. It's going to be interesting to see where it goes from here.
It is. Well, this deep dive has given us a lot to think about.
It has.
And for our listeners, if you want to go even deeper.
Down the rabbit hole.
We've got links to all the GraphWise materials in the show notes.
All the good stuff.
So until next time, keep those minds curious.
Absolutely.
And remember, sometimes the most groundbreaking discoveries come from connecting the dots in ways that we never even imagined.
I love it.